Thank you all for joining me tonight in the Ominous Library. I'm Em, and tonight I will be your hostess. Now, this story made itself known just after we finished up the Kraken episode. I forgot my phone in the archives and ran back to get it, and there it was, waterlogged on our table, and I knew it was calling to me. I didn't believe in sea monsters when this happened. I still don't. At least, not in the way people think of them. I don't picture legends rising out of the water with intention or malice. What I believe now is worse. This took place 8 years ago, late September, on a charter fishing trip out of Dutch Harbor for a friend's bachelor party. I'm not naming the boat or the captain, not because I'm hiding anything, but because the men who came back agreed, without saying it out loud, to let the story die where it should have, out there. There was a total of 5 of us, plus the captain, and first mate. This wasn't our first charter, so as for nerves, there were none. A family member recommended the boat we chartered because the captain had years of experience fishing in these waters. That morning, he stood at the helm, longer than usual, staring at the sea as if he was trying to remember something he'd forgotten. The water was flat, not calm, like a new sheet of ice just finished at a rink. No swell, no chop that should have been the first sign. But at the time, we talked about how lucky we were. We were just about 40 miles offshore when the captain cut the engines to drift. That's when the sound stopped. Not the engine, the ocean. Anyone who's spent time on the sea knows there's always noise. Wind in the rigging, waves crashing against the hull of the boat, birds are calling somewhere you can't see. That morning, once the engines shut down, it was like we put on noise-canceling headphones. At this point, that random uncomfortable nervousness took over some. The sonar was the second sign something was off. At first, it showed just a normal scatter of depth and the faint suggestion of fish far below. Then the screen pulsed and reset. When it came back on, there was a mess beneath us. We just figured the screen shorted out or something, as this thing was too wide and too dense. The captain leaned in close to the display and gave it a few taps with his hand. He didn't say anything, just adjusted the gain and frowned. I asked him what it was. Probably just the screen is going bad, that thing's old, he said. He didn't sound convinced, and I swore I had heard the first mate say that he had just installed the sonar. We dropped lines anyway. We were there to fish, but also to have some fun, so we cracked a few cold ones. All of a sudden, this cold seeped up through the deck and through my boots. The air grew thick and smelled wrong. It lost that smell of salt. It smelled rotten. Like bait that's been left in the sun for too long. Then, my line went taut and began to rip through the water. It didn't snap, and it wasn't tugged. Whatever this was huge. I reeled in fast, heart racing, expecting to see a knot or seaweed. The hook came up clean. So did the next one, and the next. Every line emptied without any trace of what was biting. That's when something brushed the hull. Not a bump. Not a strike. A drag. Slow. Careful. The boat rocked just enough to make us grab for balance. I looked over the side to see if I could see anything. I saw the water darken, not spreading outward like a spill, but circling us, a perfect ring of shadow, like the sea had decided to draw a boundary. We brushed it off and figured it might just be the current. But that's when I heard the captain say, "No, it can't be," under his breath. The smell continued to get worse. A sound came up from below. It wasn't like anything we had ever heard before. It was a pressuring noise, like something vast shifting its weight. That's when the deck began to vibrate, as if it was being used as a tuning fork. And then, the tentacles appeared. They rose out of the water along the starboard side. 3 of them at first, pale and rigid, each with suckers the size of dimmer plates. They pressed against the hull, sealed, and then released with a wet popping sound. No one spoke. Another one surfaced near the stern, and then another. The captain tried the engine. Nothing. The water around us began to move, not in waves, but in a slow rotation. A lazy spiral forming around the boat, pulling debris inward as if this thing just started a whirlpool in a backyard pool. A glove slipped off the deck and vanished without a splash. Then a tentacle broke the surface on the port side. It rose slowly, deliberately, as if testing the air, thick as a mass on a sailboat. It was pale underneath, darker along the top. Scarred and pitted like an old stone. Suckers lined its length, dozens of them. At this point, everything felt like someone pressed pause on a video game. We sat there for what felt like hours, but it was a few seconds, as it rested there before wrapping the boat. The railing folded instantly. The boat screamed for mercy as pressure increased. It tilted hard enough that one of us slid across the deck and was almost thrown off the deck, if it wasn't for the first mate grabbing his shirt and pulling him back. Another tentacle surfaced near the stern, coiling around the propeller with slow certainty. The radio cut out. Static burst from the speaker, then silence. The GPS screen flickered and reset itself, placing us 3 miles inland before blinking back to open ocean. That's when the captain finally spoke. "My grandfather told me a story," he said. His voice was steady, which terrified me more than panic would have. "In Norway, about a thing that sailors thought was an island. You could fish off of it, anchor to it." Another tentacle surfaced. He said when it moved, the sea moved with it. One of the guys screamed as a sucker sealed around his leg, pinning him against the side of the boat. We took a boat hook and jabbed the tentacle to break him free, all of us freaking out and yelling in pure panic. When we shouted, the water turned harder. When metal struck metal, the pressure increased. "Kill the lights," he said. "No noise." The captain understood before the rest of us. He cut everything. We sat in total silence as the tentacles loosened. One slid back into the water, then another. The spiral slowed. We drifted until dawn before another boat came across us. They had us come on board and towed the boat back to the marina. The report said equipment malfunction. The sonar data ended up being corrupted after they tried powering it back on. The hull damage was blamed on debris. Sitting here today, I still smell it sometimes. That rot. That cold. They say that people experience crazy things on the water and consider them fish stories. But I know these are stories. These are truths. And when it comes to the ocean, we aren't even close to the top of the food chain.